Hi, my name is AJ Smith, Product Marketing Manager for Microsoft User Experience Virtualization, or UEV. And today, I want to show you a quick demo of how UEV can help your users get a consistent and personal Windows experience that matches their unique work style. In this demonstration, I want to show you how I can roam the experience for Adobe Acrobat Reader 10 from one machine to another very quickly and easily, regardless of how it's deployed to the machine. On this first machine, I've deployed Adobe Acrobat Reader 10 locally using the MSI. On this other machine, I've deployed it through the beta version of Microsoft Application Virtualization 5.0. Let's go back to the first machine and open Acrobat Reader. Notice that there's nothing in the recent file list. Let's open up an m.tco study PDF on my P drive. You can see that my zoom level is at 150%, and that's a little too far zoomed in for me. I want to change that along with a few other options. I go into Edit, Preferences, and in this Page Display Options, I will change the default zoom level to 50%. Now let's go into the General Options and also remove the splash screen from appearing when I open Acrobat. Lastly, I'll go into the Documents Options and change the autosave functionality from 5 minutes to 10. And then I'll press OK and close out of Acrobat Reader. Let's go to the second machine, and we'll open up Acrobat Reader that was delivered through App V. Notice that the splash screen did not appear, and my recent file list is updated with the m.tco study PDF that I opened on the other machine. My zoom level is set to 50%, just as I configured it on the other machine. Let's also check to see if the autosave settings came over. As you can see, it's now set to 10 minutes, just like I configured it on the other machine. So basically what I've shown you here is the ability to take the experience from a physically installed application and roam it to another machine running the same application virtually, all without logging off. If I wanted to, I could roam the same experience to Adobe Reader 10 on a machine running Windows 8, a virtual desktop deployed via VDI or remote desktop services, or an environment where virtualization is not present. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoyed this demonstration of Microsoft User Experience Virtualization.